You're in the zone. Coming to you live from the Fury Electric Studio with Justin Acree and Pat Bradley on the Buzz Radio Network. This special edition of The Zone for Tournament Week with coverage from the SEC Tourney in Atlanta, the Sun Belt Championship in New Orleans, and the High School Championships in Hot Springs is presented by First Security Bank. First Security, only in Arkansas.
All right, final hour? Is that right? Can that be real? Can it be true? Can it be happening? Justin Acree here in New Orleans, Pat Bradley in Atlanta, Matty T in the Fury Electric Studio back in the Rock. Good stuff.
Yeah, we just saw Chris Kane and Steve Sully Sullivan.
But they couldn't stop? They couldn't be bothered by you?
Well, they did stop. And
but they wouldn't come on and kick with us?
Like they were in a rush.
Said something about being cold. They didn't want to rough it in the elements here with us. And
cold.
What is the
temperature there?
Heat? I don't know.
It is a gorgeous day here.
It's beautiful now if
you're
here early.
If you're in the shade, though, it's pretty brutal because there's a cold wind that's whipping around. But we're in a nice spot.
Where does wind come from? I mean, seriously, what's up with this wind?
I know where it comes from in the studio, and I don't like it. you want to lay claim to that, Bradley?
No, sir.
All right, moving on. If you're just tuning in, we're here in New Orleans. I'm joined by Chris Hutchinson, who is the sports director for KAIT. Pat is joined by the incomparable Robbie Neiswanger, who is a zone favorite. And Matty T is, who's been coming in there bugging you today? Anybody?
Because nobody.
Salespeople are,
it's been
normally
been
people
nice
come in
here.
There and bug him. I'm sure today he said, hey, shut up and get out of my face. I got two remotes going at one time.
I slammed the door.
Okay, so we had a chance to talk to Chris about all the high school. Chris is very excited about the high school, if you couldn't tell. But we do need to talk about the Sun Belt briefly.
I'm just excited about that, too.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, you're here, so you should be. Okay, you know what I was looking through, and I didn't realize this? Brian Boyer, by the way, we talked about it yesterday, named the conference coach of the year for the third time.
Third time, exactly.
But ASU has had very little success from the women's side, surprisingly, considering the long run they've had of being competitive. But they've been they've struggled a lot in the tournament. They have only made one conference tournament final, according to my information here.
That's right.
1992, they lost to Western Kentucky on Western's home court. They have never been in a conference final since then, which just amazes me. They're the one seed this year. I'm guessing they have not been the one seed too many times over.
It's been quite a while. And going back recently, before yesterday's win, they were one and done the last 2 years in the conference tournament. So this is the first time they've been in the semis since 2011.
When you think about how they've been, they've been pretty good.
How long has Boyer been there? Coach Boyer, how long has he
been? Long, long time.
Boyer's in there, what, 15?
15.
Yeah.
He's had a good run. I mean, obviously, this is one of the best teams he's had. And what was so surprising about it, you know, entering the season, obviously they weren't picked. They were picked, you know, the top half of the league, but not. They were picked third in the league. And thanks to the play of one Drea Gamble, just been outstanding.
And she's only like a sophomore, right?
Sophomore. She redshirted.
That's
scary. She was redshirted, and Boyer has been talking about her for at least a year. Even when she was practicing all last year, Boyer pretty much told us, Gamble's going to be really good.
Yeah, you should have heard Mahajer. I was talking to him at the ASU-UALR game. I mean, he was all over it. He's like, this girl's bad to the bone. I was like, okay, we'll see.
Is she that good?
She didn't have a great night, but she's had a great year, no doubt.
Double digits, and I mean, quiet 14, 15 points, and Jalen O'Bannon had a huge game. Like, she's just played well as of these last couple games.
Yeah, season high for her yesterday with 21, so good for her. Hey, but the other thing on the flip side of that is UALR, and they have been in five straight tournament finals, which, Pat, I don't know if you realize that. I didn't until I looked at this. They won in 11 and 12. They've been runner-up to Middle Tennessee three times, which, thank God, they finally left the conference. The other thing is funny is only Middle and UALR have been in the final the last 5 years. One of those two teams has won it, and they played each other all 5 years in Hot Springs.
That's
crazy.
I'm telling you, that is just so amazing. And you can look at ASU and how difficult, as great of a program and job they've done, how tough it is to get to a finals. And you look at those two teams playing in five in a row. It doesn't happen. I mean, that's something that you're not going to see. I guarantee you look at throughout the country, and that does not happen very often.
On the men's side of things, unfortunately, those two teams will play early. If UALR can win tonight against Troy at 6 o'clock, they will play ASU tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
Round number three.
Which would be fun. I mean, that would be a great matchup. Again, they split this year. You know, ASU just destroyed UALR up there, and UALR won, I mean, fairly comfortably. I was surprised. I really thought the closer of the two games would be the women's game. And
I did too. And for ASU lately, the Stevens Center has been the house of horrors.
Yeah,
I mean, they
haven't won there.
The men have. The last time the men won, I think, it was like 2011. The women have never won there. And
it's
that's just
incredible.
Been one of the more bizarre stats you can find in the Sun Belt.
This is a tournament that's really been wide open. I know this sounds weird. Western Kentucky's won four of the last six, but they weren't favored in a couple of those, including the last couple of years. So they were able to win. I remember last year they beat Patino's FIU team, Pat, in the final. And Papa came to town, remember? And watched that tournament final before he led his team to a national championship.
Was Patino there? Last year's in Hot Springs? I just threw that out of nowhere. But you're right, he was.
It was because it was totally out of the blue. I'm like, I think that's Bobby Petrino, but what would he be doing here? Because he had just gotten there. I figured he was like getting ready for spring football because it was only a few days before that started. But anyway, so the favorites this year certainly, and I think it's wide open. Georgia State has really, ASU, we've talked about a lot this week, Chris, is that ASU played them as well or better than anybody else in the conference. Two extremely close losses, including one in overtime. I think if ASU knocks off UALR tomorrow,
they've got a definite shot. But the tricky part is you've got Georgia State that's just played lights out the entire regular season. And it's funny, going into the season, only one publication picked Georgia State to win the league.
Well, they're new to the league.
And they were new to the league, and so no one really knew.
I think they got a couple of high-profile transfers. They're a good team, but I wouldn't say they're so good they can't be beaten. And the other thing is, too, ASU and UALR do have one thing in common. They play physical basketball. They rough you up, and that is a very finessey Georgia State team.
And that style, that physical style play works against anybody in the league.
There's no question. I guarantee you, if there's one thing that makes Brady sick, and I know it makes Klein and Shield sick, it's that you're getting beat by a finessey team. It drives them nuts.
Absolutely.
So I think whoever goes on to play them is going to have a good shot to knock them off. I really do. But they're a very good team, and they do what they do well.
Absolutely. You got Western. I think Western obviously has a shot, and the Cajuns.
Yeah,
we mentioned, you got Peyton, who's going to the league eventually. Somehow, somewhere, it's a matter of when he's going to get drafted. I mean, ASU fans saw that firsthand last Saturday night, scoring 7 points in the final minute to beat ASU.
Well, we shall see. It's going to be fun. 6 o'clock tonight, UALR again. UALR's women and ASU's women yesterday winning. They are off today. They're back on the court tomorrow. We have a noon game with ASU. They will be playing a Texas State team that won by like 50 yesterday. They're rolling, so that'll be a tough matchup. And then UALR against Western Kentucky, which is never an easy matchup. This is Western's last year in the league. I'm sure they'd love to go out of the bang on the men's and women's side both. So,
and a lot of Sun Belt fans are sort of rejoicing and being mad at the same time because Western would usually bring, like Western will probably bring everybody and their grandma will show up to this. So it's like, okay, Western will quit beating us, but we'd like your fans to show up.
Well, no,
it's a double-edge.
Middle's the same deal. Middle's exactly the same situation because Middle has a ton of fans that'll come, and they're really, really good in both men's and women's basketball. So it is nice because you have a better road to the final, but it's also it does take a little bit of the cachet of your league away. I mean, those are teams that have a chance at an at-large on a pretty regular basis. So anyway, well, Chris, good catching up. We'll talk again maybe later in the week if both teams stay alive. We'll see how it shakes out, but I appreciate the time, and I know you got a busy weekend, so we'll let you get to it.
Absolutely. Thanks.
All right, brother. Appreciate it.
Later, buddy.
All right. Let's get into a little bit of entertainment here. I really don't have much. I didn't even get through birthdays today.
What do you mean?
Yes, Patrick.
Oh, I was going to say, what do you mean to get through them? It's probably not a lot of big-time birthdays today, though. No big deal. No biggie.
All right, let's move on.
Did you say did you?
I got nothing.
Okay.
Shortest entertainment report ever. I really don't have anything. I have nothing that's worthwhile. I have nothing that can't wait until some other period of time. I have nothing. Nada. Niddle.
Well, that's entertaining.
Yeah. Wasn't that great? Did you enjoy that? I have a story about a bizarre outbreak of clown-related crimes. I have a guy who I have really more what-the-hell stories than I have entertainment stories today. You are the only one around here because most people don't.
Well, me and John Wayne Gacy.
Oh, stop it.
It wasn't a matter of if but when you were going to have some clowns gone bad stories, isn't it? I mean, let's be honest.
Yes. Oh, nice.
There you go.
Drop it. 2 hours and 15 minutes away. We'll update you on here's a few other games that people might be interested in. Send in the clowns, my friend. Big 12 tournament underway today. Iowa State leads Kansas State 44-36. Marcus Smart had a big game yesterday. They play Kansas today. Love to see Kansas get bounced, but you know that. Hey, you know what's a really good game today, Pat? Robbie?
Yes.
Oklahoma-Baylor today. Oklahoma's a point-and-a-half favorite. That should be a very good game. Oklahoma, every time I watch them, I'm like, I don't get it. But they're 23-8. They've had a great year, so I give them lots of credit.
Oklahoma is a team. I was looking at that too. No one's talked about.
Yeah.
Yet Lon Kruger's just taking care of business out there, and they may go ahead and win a game or two, and find themselves moving on and advancing in the tournament. But you just don't hear a lot about them, and I don't know why. To be honest with you.
No.
He's a great coach.
Illinois
needs a good conference too.
Yeah.
They've done a good job in a good conference.
Illinois, the Big Ten tournament going on in Indianapolis. Illinois needs a win or two, probably a couple, to get themselves into the NCAA tournament, I think. They are trailing Indiana, though, at this point, 34-30 with 16 minutes to go. Uy, that game is hideous. Not in the first half, 16 minutes to go in the game, 34-30. That's atrocious. There really isn't any other. Yeah, we got pretty heavy favorites in the other games. Minnesota is a 4.5-point favorite over Penn State. We need Penn State to win that game just to make it I don't know. I'm sort of torn because you don't want Minnesota to knock you off the bubble or be one of those teams that gets in at the end, but it also helps Arkansas since they beat Minnesota. What do you want? What do you want there? Who are you rooting for?
Listen, I'm going to say the same thing I said at the beginning of the week. The Hogs could not have a better situation for them to make it where they want to be in the tournament, because you're playing essentially the fourth seed in the SEC tournament, a team you've played before. You got a shot. All you got to do is win and you're in. That's, to me, that's the best scenario situation that you could ask for if you're the Razorbacks.
Yeah. Well, in the Pac-12,
don't back
too,
your way into the tournament. Don't back your way into the tournament.
Yeah,
go
exactly.
Beat somebody.
Yeah.
Go beat somebody, get it done. But
I'm looking at the Pac-12.
Saying, yeah, Minnesota.
Ahead, sorry.
You want every bubble team to lose right now if you're Arkansas, so it doesn't.
So that includes Cal, right?
Schedule your RPI. Yeah, just keep losing. Bubble teams lose.
The two,
it's going to help.
A couple of the teams we played against, it's going to hurt the RPI slightly, but the teams that we've either slightly barely beaten that are around the bubble or barely lost to that are around the bubble, I guess we have to root against. Colorado, I think, is in now at 22-10. They play a 19-12 Cal team that Arkansas lost to earlier in the season. So.
What happened to Cal, boy?
Did we beat Cal or lose to Cal?
We lost to Cal.
I can't remember that. That's what I thought. Okay. That's the old Stanford coach, right? At Cal now?
Montgomery, is he there?
Yeah. Utah and Arizona is the first game in that tournament today. They play at 2 o'clock. Arizona fourth in the country. Colorado, California, UCLA, and Oregon. Oregon's surging in both UCLA and Oregon with exact records, 23-8. That's another great game today. That's a 2-point line. And Stanford, Arizona State, another couple of 20-win teams facing off. So, man, there's so many conferences that have a bunch of eligible teams that are still very much in the mix.
There's still a lot to be determined. Which I don't know if it's a good thing.
Did Gonzaga end up winning their tournament?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, so they're
in. They did.
That helps us, right?
I guess the only question is if BYU is going to be an at-large team.
An at-large.
They've
only got like 19 or 20 wins, though, right?
Yeah, and they lost one of their better players, and he tore his ACL. In that game.
I don't want to put them.
So you wonder if that's something the committee's going to take into consideration.
Do you think, because now the committee, the stories are coming out about Kansas and Joel Embiid, do you think that it's fair for Kansas to get penalized and not get a seeding where some think they may, where they would have gotten it if Embiid was in fact ready to go for the tournament?
Fair or not, it happens. And what I guess Cincinnati way back when was probably the best example of that, right?
Yeah, with Kenyon Martin. I'm not so sure that should happen.
I think it should affect seeding maybe, but, I mean, it's not like they're a bubble team and you're deciding whether or not they should get in or not. I mean, I don't know if it should probably affect their seeding a little bit. And we'll see. I mean, what? If they mess around and win the Big 12 without him, I think that basically tells you all you need to know.
And that's exactly my point. You don't have an idea of with or without him, whereas like Oklahoma State and Marcus Smart, you can see when that kid was suspended, it was a different deal.
Good.
Oklahoma State's a different team.
Good.
Right. Now he is playing, though. Kansas hasn't really got a chance to show what they can do without Embiid. I know they have the conference tournament, but you have obviously Wiggins and the kid Selvey and a lot of other talent there that, who knows, maybe they can step up in his place and still not – I understand what you're saying. It's insane to say that they're as good, and obviously it is. It's not to say that somebody cannot raise the level of their game, other guys, and at least be able to compete at the same level.
He is so I'm telling you, he is so unique, and they handled my Cyclones twice this year. If he's not in the game, Yeah. I'm not sure Iowa State doesn't win them both, at least one. He is that much of a difference because he's such a great rim. He's one of those rim protectors. Anthony Davis a couple years ago. You only get these guys come along every 3 or 4 years. He's that special defensively. And he's aggressive. You don't get a lot of big guys that are so aggressive. He's got a little edge to him,
yeah,
man.
Like a Nerlens Noel type guy.
I don't like him. I mean, I really dislike the guy. But if he's on your team, he's exactly the kind of – he's a big – 7-footer with a big wingspan who's got some edge, man. You don't get that very often.
I just think Kansas deserves the chance to show if they can compete.
Yeah.
Like, what are they right now?
Probably two seed at worst, I think.
Should have the chance to show people if they should deserve on the two. Don't just automatically drop them out because this guy's not there. Like Oklahoma State, you can see it's a clearly different team, obviously, without this other kid. Nobody else is stepping up like this other kid did.
Yeah, God forbid Marcus Smart goes down with an injury today or something in a game. If they, you know, and they're in the tournament, I could see them hurting their seeding because they're a totally different team without that. That Kansas team has it. You're right; has a chance to be there. They should have enough talent around them to still be pretty good and you know not drop to like a 4 or 5 seed. I don't think they'll do that. ACC real quick: Maryland leading Florida State 39-38 with 17.5 minutes to go. Clemson, another team that Arkansas fans have sort of kept an eye on, they've got a chance to help themselves today against the 500 Georgia Tech team. Clemson's a slight favorite, 3.5. They're 19-11. And again, all these teams at Arkansas we were sort of rooting for to help their RPI. Now we have to root against them because, like Arkansas, they're on the bubble. It's funny how all these teams have the same MO. Isn't that crazy? They all have the same makeup.
I wonder if it helps. Like, do you think the harder that I root, it actually is going to happen? I think so.
What is that? Who's in the background there?
It's a bunch of knucklehead kids. Hey, Kentucky fans, shut up, will you?
That sounds like Saints fans after a win. I like that. Hey, let's take a couple calls here, guys. We got a guy named Bill here who wants to ask a question about the Razorbacks. Hey, Bill. Matt, you have to punch him, I guess.
Bill number one.
We've got a guy in line two named Bill also.
Is it me?
It's you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I say you sound pretty good for a man recently struck by lightning.
Thank you.
Since we've already established that Coach Beal's job is to appease the fan base, I have a suggestion for how he should deal with Shane. I think you should appease on his leg and tell him it's raining and go on his merry way. Y'all have a good day.
That's warm rain.
For those of you who missed the call from Shane earlier today, Matt, I think you need to go ahead and post that on Twitter.
I think that's going to be on Twitter.
Yes, and I think you need to let people react to it. For those who didn't miss it, I can't even do the call justice.
It's officially in the segment in the audio gallery labeled Robbie Nyswinger, but I'll clip it out specifically.
Yeah, please do.
It was a long call, Shane, though. Are we going to play the whole thing?
I don't know if it was that long, Pat, or just felt super long.
It felt like it
was about an hour.
Oh, I think it was about 4 minutes or so.
Yeah, it's 4 minutes I'll never get back. Hey, Bill.
It's like hanging from your new you-know-what for 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bill, number two.
Earlier, Justin, you gave the scenario if Missouri were to make a run deep into the tournament and say we go beat South Carolina and then struggle and lose against Tennessee, that given the fact that they've beaten us twice, that might give them the edge getting in. Well, look at what if this happens. Let's say we were to beat South Carolina, lose to Tennessee, say Kentucky loses their first game. We basically have the same record as Kentucky, and we beat them twice head-to-head. So would that give us the edge over them when they're looking at a bubble team?
No, because they've been nationally ranked all year. They're already in. They're automatically in. They're safely in. They may be like a 10 seed if they don't win one game in the tournament, but they're in, and Florida's in. And the other thing about Missouri is, too, Bill, is part of the scenario, is if Missouri goes deep, and by that I mean they win two games, they will have beaten the number one team in the country on the way. So that's what helps them immensely. So it's a little different deal. They can help themselves. It's like Pat was saying, though, with Arkansas and Tennessee. Arkansas's got a great scenario because it's a team they can beat. It's a team they probably won't be favored against because they're the lower seed. But it does you so much good to win that winnable game.
If you, both you guys agree, if you had a pick, one of these top four teams to play, even though Kentucky,
can I have Georgia?
Yes.
Yeah, I
would rather play Georgia.
But they wouldn't give you the same.
And that's because of the way Tennessee's playing lately.
Yeah.
I mean, they've just been demolishing teams. I think they've averaged, what, a 31-point win the last three games?
Mm.
So they've just been rolling through opponents. Now, they haven't been the greatest opponents. Missouri was one of them, obviously.
Yeah.
But they're playing really well right now. So that's what makes that game challenging and difficult if Arkansas gets there.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's your concern factor for today's game, Robbie?
Well, I mean, we're talking about a
with 10 being Florida.
We're talking about a team that hasn't won a postseason game since 2008, so I think there's...
Which one?
Arkansas.
Oh, I'm not sure that might be both of them.
South Carolina took care of that last night. They got their
win. Is that a win? That's actually a victory?
So
just half a win.
Didn't they win
the NIT a couple years ago?
Who's that?
South Carolina. Didn't they go deep in the NIT?
Who remembers that?
That's why I'm asking these silly questions.
No, South Carolina hadn't won a postseason game since 2008 until last night.
I don't think it's unfair to say.
Same thing with Arkansas.
Just like we were talking about with these road games with the Hogs. You know, unless they show that they can win in this type of scenario, in this situation, conference tournament, then you've got to have some questions. And when it happens, then you can feel a little bit better about it.
And there are questions because of what happened in the last game, too, getting run off the floor by Alabama. So there's plenty of questions going in today.
Yeah.
And we'll see which team comes out and plays. I can't answer it. I really can't.
You have to.
Okay.
Yeah. Go to your head.
I don't know what to say.
It's a toy gun.
Or I'm going to throw you in the lake.
Matty T, this has been a very enlightening day because this band is from Atlanta. I had no idea.
It is. We've been going into break with authentic Atlanta music, and here's another classic duo from the beautiful state of Georgia, Criss Cross.
Hey, now, Pat, coming back from the break, we're going to play a Ray Lewis clip because he's had a lot of good times in Atlanta as well.
Stay tuned on that.
Hey, by the way.
Rainy Night in Georgia.
Rainy Night in Georgia?
Or isn't that a song?
Midnight Train to Georgia?
Well, yeah, that was a...
You got the Georgia song, the Ray Charles song.
Georgia
on my mind.
I sound
Georgia
just like
on my mind. Hey, you do.
I'm pretty sure. Anyway, can we get some of that old school stuff?
Okay. Matty T, I want you to consult Pat on this, but I want you to work with our promotions guys on getting a care package together. And I want you to send it to Coach Kennedy at Texas A&M. Not Coach Kennedy at Ole Miss. If Texas A&M takes care of business. They just went behind for the first time, though. Missouri up 22-18. A very tight game in the early going with 10 minutes to go in the first half. A&M give Missouri all they want. So if Missouri goes out today, that ends their run. Enjoy the NIT, suckas. But,
yeah, all you suckas that don't know.
All you suckers that don't know, Missouri's to the NIT. All right.
Wiggity wiggity.
Hey, you want to feel like a winner today? Even if Arkansas loses at 2:30 to a South Carolina team that hasn't won a postseason game until this year. Since when, Robbie? 06? Or 08?
Arkansas hasn't won a postseason
South Carolina.
Game since, no, both. No, South Carolina won last night. So they're
okay,
they're
without last night.
2008. Both programs hadn't won postseason games since 2008.
Okay, well, if your team loses to a team like that, and somebody's team is going to because they've had the same run, and I do not count yesterday's win, just like Pat doesn't against Auburn. That was a fake win. It was good enough to get a coach fired, though. Anyway, if you want to feel like a winner, get to Landers Ford. That's a can't-miss proposition. You know, the official truck of the Arkansas Razorbacks, Robbie, is the F-150. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I did not know that.
Well, that's what I'm here for. I've got all kinds of information to share, some of which you might not find that interesting, but I find that extremely interesting. And more importantly, you can get it at Landers Ford in Benton, Arkansas. That's the Alcoa Road exit to you and me. You can call them at 501-315-4700. Or if your internet connection is better than the one I have here in the Lakefront Arena in New Orleans, you can go online to Landers.com. Wouldn't do you a whole lot of good here because it doesn't work that well. But Landers Ford in Benton does work well. So if you want to trade in your CRV or RAV4 or your Rogue, get yourself a Ford Escape. You're going to be thrilled. Prius, Civic, Sentra, see you later. I got a Ford Focus or C-Max. Great gas mileage, beautiful vehicles. This is not your big brother's Ford. Oh, they got beautiful cars. Great gas mileage and great service at Landers Ford in Benton. Online at Landers.com.